Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 13th para was recited. We were continuing with Surah Yusuf, and yesterday we had mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in jail, and eventually his innocence was established, it was proven, and it was said that Yusuf alayhi salam was a pure person. But immediately Yusuf alayhi salam says, "Wama ubarri'u nafsi." A person who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recognize his nafs, the evil of his nafs. Immediately Yusuf alayhi salam says, "I do not regard my nafs as free of evil." The nafs is always calling a person towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has protected me, saved me. So a person of iman, as soon as he is saved from any evil, he doesn't attribute it towards himself, he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the king saw the qualities of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Come to me, I will choose him specially, I will give him a very, very high status." Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw the people were stealing money, using money in the incorrect ways. So he said, "Make me the person in charge of all the treasures of the earth. I will look after it and I will distribute the money correctly." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. In this way we placed Yusuf alayhi salam in the earth. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. He could now build houses wherever he wanted to. And ulama say, they have written that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was prepared for Allah's sake to leave the wonderful comfort of the palace when Zulaikha encouraged him, enticed him, and he was prepared to go into the jail. For Allah's pleasure, he left it. So it comes in one narration, something to the effect, whoever leaves anything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lillah, it is only for Allah's pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him something far, far better. Fi dinihi wa dunyahu. In his deen also and his dunya also, Allah will give him better. And another narration comes, ittaqa Allah. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person leaves anything. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam left his status. What a status he had, he was staying. He was prepared to go under disgrace and embarrassment. Allah gave him such status, till the day of Qiyamah his name will be remembered. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to leave the luxurious palace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. He left the palace and he chose to go to jail for my pleasure. Allah gave him now the whole of Egypt. Wherever he wanted to build, he could build his palace. He could do what he wanted to. Yusuf alayhi salam left that one woman for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Yusuf alayhi salam became the minister, the same woman comes back to him in his dikah. She gets married to Yusuf alayhi salam according to historical narrations. And it's quite possible that Yusuf alayhi salam, now he was a leader, whoever else he wanted to get married to, Yusuf alayhi salam was allowed to. So whoever will leave anything for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give it to that person in this world in a far better way. Or Allah will give it in a halal way, Allah will give it to a person, and Allah will give him something far, far better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is for the, in this dunya. والأجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Those who have got the quality of iman and taqwa, they abstain from sins, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward in the year after is far, far better for them. Allah will give them far greater. Anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, yesterday he was a slave, today he becomes a king. He becomes like the king. And there was a drought taking place. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers, after so many years, they come to Egypt looking for food. Now Yusuf alayhi salam is in a position of authority, he's in power. But Ya Allah ta'ala is showing us also, when you are a slave also, your connection must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are a leader also, you are now in authority also, what must be your actions? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was kind to his brothers. He did not expose the secret. He was not given permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come to him, they take some food, some things back. Yusuf alayhi salam allows them and he says, next time you come, you must bring your brother, Bin Yamin, which is Yusuf alayhi salam's actual brother. When they go back, they explain to their father. And eventually they bring Bin Yamin back to Yusuf alayhi salam. At the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salam is commanded to detain Bin Yamin. This was a greater test for Yaqub alayhi salam, for their father. Anyhow, he keeps him back by some plan. When the brothers go back to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he continues crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is worried about his children. And he sends them back to Yusuf alayhi salam. Go look for them. Go look back to in Egypt. Go and get your brother and bring them back. When they go, then Yusuf alayhi salam, the examination is over for Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to expose himself. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, "I am Yusuf alayhi salam, this is my brother, this is my brother. Qad manna Allahu alayna, Allah has made ihsan upon us." He thought of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin." The crux which the ulama say of this whole incident, a person who has got the quality of taqwa. Taqwa means consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yasbir, and the desires will come, taqaza, and the desires will come within a person to do wrong. But he makes sabr at that time. He controls himself. Allah will never ever destroy the reward of those people who have got sincerity. Allah will definitely reward him in this world. The brothers see the virtue of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they go back and they ask Yusuf alayhi salam for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Yusuf alayhi salam, that in that shariat it was permissible for people to make sajda as a means of greeting, that as a means of ibadat and worship. In our shariat it's not permissible. Anyhow, they come to Yusuf alayhi salam and they fall into prostration before him. And Yusuf alayhi salam says, "Oh my beloved father, this was a dream which I had many, many years ago, and Allah showed it today." When Allah wants to give izzat and honor to any person, no one can ever bring that person down. And Yusuf alayhi salam, what quality he had got? He only thought of the favors and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي رَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. He did not think, now so many years I was locked up in jail and my brothers put me through difficulty. But look how beautifully he makes shukr to Allah ta'ala. He said, Allah has made ihsan upon me, Allah has favored me. When Allah ta'ala took me out of jail, he does not mention going to jail. He says, Allah ta'ala took me out of jail. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After shaitan caused friction between myself and my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined us and reunited us. So he did not speak about all the difficulties and trials. Yusuf alayhi salam looked in a positive way. Look at the ihsan and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must become our quality also. Don't look at the negative things. Look at always the positive things. And learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of this, a person will get very, very high ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. فَتَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. The concern and fikr and worry within him. Oh Allah, let me pass away as a Muslim. I must pass away as a Muslim. He's a Nabi of Allah, but he has a concern within himself. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And always join me with the righteous people. When a person will stay in the company of the righteous people, he will do righteous actions. And inshallah, he will pass away with iman. So one very, very great way of passing away with iman and Islam is to stay in the company of the pious people with sincerity. So he even made this dua, Yusuf alayhi salam, he's a Nabi of Allah. But he's saying, oh Allah ta'ala, join me always with the pious people. وَالْحَقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a clear proof of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he has mentioned this whole incident with great, great detail. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no books, he had nothing else before him, how he explained this whole story in great detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite that there are so many signs in the heavens and the earth which people walk past and they are completely unmindful of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown him a clear proof of his truthfulness. Allah is showing the people so many, many proofs, but they are not prepared to accept it. They are actually prepared to take the Anbiya alayhi salam out of their places. Like how Yusuf alayhi salam was taken out, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be taken out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry. Allah's help and assistance will come to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how it came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. Go in the world and travel and you will see how Allah's adab and punishment came down to people in the past who are not prepared to accept the Anbiya alayhi salam. The next surah is Surah Ra'd. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that after the clear signs of Nabuwat comes, the Anbiya alayhi salam come and give the signs, but still to some people are not prepared to accept. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. From your Rabb, your Creator and Sustainer, Allah is the one who is looking after you, He's sending down the haqq, He's sending down the truth. However, unfortunately, many, many people do not accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for your physical needs, Allah is looking after you, and everyone agrees how Allah is looking after a person. He is the one who has created the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the sun, the moon, they are all moving in what a system. It is all for the benefit of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mountains on the earth, He has made rivers on the earth, different types of fruits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. In the earth we find different tracts of land, one of them taking out mangoes, one of them taking out watermelons, one of them taking out oranges, different tracts Allah has made. Grapes are coming out, dates are coming out, different plantations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. A clear sign of Allah's qudrat and power. One type of water, which is colorless, which is odorless, which is tasteless, is going into the ground. And from the different colors, fruits are coming out, with different tastes, and different smells. This is a sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. So Allah Ta'ala says, as He has sent down His physical bounties for us, to a greater extent Allah has to look after the spiritual condition of a human being. That is why Allah Ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why are people not prepared to accept? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the people's condition. There are some people, they are asking Allah ta'ala for punishment. Where's the punishment? Let the punishment come down. So foolish they are. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got full power over everything. Allah has kept angels for you. They are protecting you from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in front of you, they are behind you. These are protective angels. As long as Allah's command is with them, they will stay and look after a person. A person must make sure that we don't put such things within ourselves which removes the angels. For example, a person is listening to music. Now the music makes the angels run away. Or for example, a person is looking at photographs. As soon as photos are opened up of animate objects, the angels run away. They run away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not there for your protection anymore. So a person has to be very, very particular. Don't keep these things with us. Otherwise Allah's mercy and rahmat goes away from a person. These angels leave a person. Then a person falls into danger. Shaitan attacks a person. It becomes very, very easy for other people also, human beings also, to attack a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has got full power. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. Even the thunder and the lightning, They are all under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are not prepared to accept, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He can let the lightning hit a person, as it happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they are fighting about the creation, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arguing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah send the punishment down. Allah has got full power. Those who are not prepared to accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Haqq and Batil, there are two groups. And Haqq, outwardly it might seem the truth, it might become down for a short while. And on top of it, the example Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran is like you've got waters flowing, and on top of it they are all bubbles. The bubbles outwardly looks like it's on top of the water, but it remains for a short while, and the water will always remain. The water is the truth, which always remains. Even sometimes it might go under, and the bubble comes on top, batil and falsehood comes on top, but it's for a very, very short while, and eventually the bubble is blown, it goes away, and the haqq will remain. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُونَ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It will remain in the earth forever. But then batil will eventually go away. So follow the truth. Do not follow batil and falsehood. And those who are on haqq, on the truth, they have got certain qualities within themselves. They are the intelligent people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِأَهَدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُذُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. They fulfill the pact which they have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, La ilaha illallah. And they fulfill the pact. And they never ever break their pacts and promises which they make with human beings also. وَالَّذِينَ يَسْتِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِأَيُّسَلْ. Those people who Allah has commanded, they must join upward. They must join up with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow him. They join up with him. They join up with their family members. Allah has commanded us, family ties, joining of family ties. And in spite of the fact that other people are breaking off ties with us, we must try and join with them. That is actually true sila rahmi, true joining of family ties. And a person who breaks his family ties, all his ibadat is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the month of Ramadan, the person is doing so much of ibadat, but he has broken off family ties for worldly reasons. It's not accepted in the court of Allah ta'ala. The amal and actions go up and it is suspended, waiting for a person now to join the family ties, so he can be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other quality is, وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. They've got khashyat. They've got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to respect and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fear the day of qiyamah. They fear they will have evil hisab and reckoning. And they've got the quality of sabr. ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Only seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've got this quality of sabr, of patience within themselves, of control over their nafs. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. They perform their salah. Not only perform their salah, try to perfect their salah. And they are spending money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quietly also, openly also, they are spending their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people do wrong to them, then they reciprocate in a correct way. They do good to that person. Somebody does harm to them, they do good to that person. Or this can also mean that after they have done wrong, immediately they make amends for it, they make tawbah and istighfar, and they try and do a good action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the successful people. They will get very, very high ranks. Jannat, Allah has prepared for such people. On the other hand, those people who will break the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they made a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they break the pact. Or the family ties which Allah has commanded them to join up, they break those family ties, and they cause trouble in the earth. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. Upon them Allah's la'nat and curse is there, and they've got a very, very evil place where they will be going to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that Allah has given you the Quran Sharif, and by means of the Quran Sharif, Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. Only with the dhikr of Allah, the Mufassirin say, refers to the Quran Sharif. Firstly, that the heart will find contentment. A person will read Quran Sharif, all his solutions, all his answers to his problems will be found in the Quran Sharif. And the more a person will read Quran Sharif, his heart will get itminan. He will get happiness of the heart. He will feel comfortable. One is, all his doubts will be removed. And secondly, he will be happy. Allah Ta'ala will give happiness in a person's heart, who will make tilawat of Quran Sharif, who will look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the past also many, many people came and they mocked the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. They were not prepared to accept. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. They came with funny excuses and funny objections, but this did not help them at all. And Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you don't worry. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly well who is causing harm to you, whatever plannings they are making against you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah wants to, Allah Ta'ala can punish them. The last surah which was recited is Surah Ibrahim. In here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam came with one message. The reason why Allah Ta'ala sent them was with one great message. And what message was that? Kitabun anzallahu ilayk. Allah Ta'ala gave them a kitab, some wahi and revelation. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must take out the people from darkness to light. All kufr, all sins, all evil is all darkness. And the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, their object is to take you out of the darkness and to bring you into light. And the darkness of ignorance, of kufr, into the light of iman. The darkness of jahalat and ignorance into the light of ilm and nur. The darkness of sin into the light of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these sins, darknesses, there are many, many veils of darkness. They remove you from all of that. and they bring you into light. And the kuffar and disbelievers and such, they've got very, very evil qualities. They give preference to this worldly life over the hereafter. They prevent people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَبْهُونَهَا عِوَجَا In the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look for all things to make people misguided. They look for crookedness, where they can try to find, there is no false in deen, but they try to look for false in deen. These people are very, very far from the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salam came with the same message also, taking out people from darkness towards light. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and all the Anbiya alayhi salam came to teach people to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the promise of Allah was, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. And if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the whole world, everyone is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not in need of today. Allah is completely independent. Allah ta'ala doesn't need a person. Allah ta'ala mentions thereafter, what the Adam bi alayhi salam came and told the people, and the objections the people made upon them, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the people who did not accept the Anbiya alayhi salam, eventually they will have to enter Jahannam. وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ سَدِيدٍ They will be given that water with pus and all filthy things to drink. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ They will try to swallow it, but it won't be possible for them to swallow that thing. It will be so foul smelling and so hard to swallow. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ Death will come to them from all sides, but they will never ever die. Forever and forever the punishment will be with them. May Allah save and protect all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, the people will start fighting amongst themselves. The people who had pride and greatness in this world, and those who are weak, they say, we followed you people. Help us today from the punishment of Allah. Save us. They say, if you were on guidance, we would have saved ourselves. We couldn't save ourselves. We all have to remain in the fire in Jahannam forever and forever. So a person has to be very, very careful who he follows. Do not follow the people of pride and arrogance. Follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And Shaitan, the biggest deceiver, he will also stand up and he will give a bayan. He will say that Allah Ta'ala promised you people in this world. And I also promised you people. But I broke my promises. Whatever, I had no force over you people. I just gave you da'wat. I call you people towards evil. But guidance. You accepted my call. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me now. It's not my fault. It's your people's fault. Why you ran after me? I just gave you da'wat. I said this is beneficial. I lied to you people one way. Why did you not accept what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of a tree which the roots are very, very strong in the ground and the branches are going up in the heavens. This is the example of kalima tayyiba, which will benefit a person fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. In this worldly life, in the grave, and on the day of Qiyamah, he's got a strong tree. And the more a person will recite kalima, the more a person will do the amal of deen, and his roots will become stronger, the more fruits it will bear, right until a person will go to Jannah. On the other hand, the kuffar and disbelievers, their tree is like a tree which is just on top of the surface of the ground. It has no roots. One wind comes, it blows it away. The thing is completely useless. It will not help a person in this world also. Any small events happen in a person's life, he's completely shaken. There is no happiness and peace in that person's life. And in the akhirat, the tree will be of no benefit to a person. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and how Ibrahim alayhi salam and Anbiya alayhi salam had a markaz, normally where they used to invite people towards. This was Kaaba Sharif, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he built that markaz of deen and Islam, where people can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the du'as which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, especially for himself, for his children, for his progeny till the day of Qiyamah, and for Makkah Mukarramah, how people's hearts must be inclined towards the Kaaba Sharif, and they must go towards it. Till today we find so every Muslim person's heart is inclined towards Kaaba Sharif, it goes towards there. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one message they came with was to not make zulam and oppression, to not break the rights of people. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ Don't think Allah is unmindful of what zalims and oppressors are doing. You are making zulam and oppression upon somebody, whether it's your wife, whether it's your workers. Don't think Allah is unmindful. Allah is giving you a chance. And the time will come on the day of Qiyamah, where people, لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِي الْأَبْصَارِ in which the eyes will be shocked. It will be open. It won't be able to close. مُهْطِعِينَ People will be running wildly from this way, that way, all scattered. مُقْنِعِ رُؤُسِهِمْ The heads will be stuck. It won't be able to move, looking up. لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ The eyes won't be able to close at all. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى And their hearts will be completely void of anything, of any thoughts. They'll be so frightened. What a day it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember you have to stand up on the day of Qiyamah. So do not be unmindful. And the great punishment which will take place on the day of Qiyamah. So do not forget the day. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ You will see them, they will be tied up in all the shackles. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ Their clothing will be made of a certain kind of coal. Which you put a match to it, immediately it will start burning. And it will burn a person's body. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ And the faces, the fire will completely engulf their faces. It will be burning a person's face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Quran Sharif we have given you, it's a means of tabligh for the people. People must take lesson for it. And they must realize the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they are intelligent people, they will ponder over the Quran Sharif. And they take the full lessons from the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تبارك وتعالى ملائكة سيارة زائدين على الحفظة على الحفظة يبتغون مجالس الذكر فإذا وجدوا مجلسا فيه ذكر قعدوا معهم وحف بعضهم بعضا بأجنحتهم حتى يملأوا ما بينهم وبين السماء الدنيا فإذا تفرقوا وصعدوا إلى السماء الحديث وفي آخره فيقول الله قد غفرت لهم فأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأجرتهم مما استجاروا قال فيقولون ربي فيهم فلان عبد خطاء إنما مر فجلس معهم قال فيقول وله غفرتهم وله غفرت هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ جل جلالہ کے کتنے ہی فرشتے محافظ فرشتوں کے علاوہ راستوں پر پھرتے ہیں اور ذکر کرنے والوں کے مجالس ڈھونڈتے ہیں, جب وہ ان لوگوں کو پا لیتے ہیں جو ذکر الہی میں مشغول رہتے ہیں تو وہ ان کے ساتھ بیٹھتے ہیں, اور وہ فرشتے ان لوگوں کو اپنے پروں سے آسمان دنیا تک گھیر لیتے ہیں, جب وہ متفرق ہو جائے تو فرشتوں آسمان کی طرف چڑھتے ہیں. الحدیث وفی آخری, پس اللہ جل جلالہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے ان کو بخش دیا اور ان کی مطلوبہ چیز ان کو عطا کر دی اور ان کو پناہ دے دی جس سے وہ پناہ مانگ رہے ہیں. پھر فرشتے کہتے ہیں اے رب ان ذکر کرنے والوں میں فلا شخص بھی ہے جو اپنے کسی کام سے آیا تھا, پھر وہ ہی ذکر کرنے والوں کے پاس بیٹھ گئے, اس لیے وہ تو اس مغفرت کی بشارت کا مستحق نہیں. پس اللہ جل جلالہ فرماتے ہیں اہل ذکر ایسے بیٹھنے والے ہیں کہ ان کے ساتھ بیٹھنے والے محروم نہیں ہوتا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned there are a group of angels who roam the earth searching for people engaged in the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When they find such people, they sit with them, enshrouding them with their wings. Due to their great number, they encompass the space between the gathering and the sky. When the gathering terminates, the angels proceed to the heavens. Thereafter a lengthy discussion takes place between Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the angels regarding those making dhikr. Allah finally announces, O my angels, bear witness that I forgive them all. I will bestow upon them whatever they desire, and I shall protect them from that which they seek protection from. The angels make mention regarding a man who had not come with the intention of making dhikr, but for some other purpose. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replies, these people, the Akireen, are such, so blessed, that those who merely sit with them will also not be deprived, rather they will also get forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there are a group of angels who roam the earth, searching for people engaged in the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When they find such people, they sit with them, enshrouding them with their wings. Due to their great number, they encompass the space between the gathering and the sky. When the gathering terminates, the angels proceed to the heavens. Thereafter, a lengthy discussion takes place between Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the angels regarding those making dhikr. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu finally announces, O my angels, bear witness that I forgive them all. I will bestow upon them whatever they desire, and I shall protect them from that which they seek protection from. The angels make mention regarding a man who had not come with the intention of making dhikr, but for some other purpose. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replies, these people, Zakirin, are such, so blessed, that those who merely sit with them will also not be deprived, rather they will also get forgiven.
Let us keep this hadith in consideration and make our dhikr with that concentration.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum ana jaleesu man dhakarani. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydan ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho.
وَرْمِنِ تَنْمِي بَجَائِ عَبْغِي تَنْدِدِ الْهُ تَنْدِدِ الْهُ تَنْدِدِ الْهُ غير سبيل كل يتجع نظر توهي تو آي نظر ديكو جنر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب ہے يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب جو رہے بس تاندم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چورے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تانم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ
koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din main dua mangta hu ata kar de wo mujhko apni mohabbat main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hu hai narazgi jiski dozakh se balkar usi zaat ki bas nida mangta hu asal mujhko duniya ki khwahish nahi main bakhshish baroz jaza mangta hu kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai allah jalla jalaluhu allah 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 چه شیرین است نام شیر شکر می شود جانم تمام الله 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں کیا مجھ پر نظر نہ ڈالی جائے گی kya mujh par nazar na dali jayegi kya meri faryaad khali jayegi allah 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 har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi ab to aaja ab to khalwat ho gayi allah 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نفسي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين